Welcome back to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson, and joining me today is Dr. David Maines, the Executive Director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, public speaking is such a special skill, and to be honest, some people just aren't very good at it. So what do you do with, say, an outstanding missionary who's not so outstanding at speaking?
That's a good question.
I'm chuckling because I have immediate images that come to mind.
Okay. I think, Dean, that interview is a very good way to handle that kind of a situation. I think that you can sometimes, through interview, find out things that you never would have found out in any other way. And what's interesting to me, America is a storytelling culture, and it's also an interview culture. It's not necessarily a public speaking culture. So if you say, what are people watching? They're not watching someone on television get up and give a 25, 30-minute presentation. Maybe if the president gives a speech or something, but even then the ratings aren't real high. But they're watching interview. It goes on all the time. Now, is that interview effective? Yes. It profoundly affects the American culture. If you say, how did America change so fast sexually? A lot of that came through just interview, people talking about their experiences, basically saying, this is how I live, and other people copy it. The Lord knows we preached enough sermons on sexuality, but those weren't heard as much as some famous person saying, I've been living with so-and-so for a period of time and acting like that's normal. So interview has a profound effect, but in the church it's not used very often. It can be, okay? So that's how I would, if I had, say, a missionary who is a very good missionary, but a very poor speaker, I would move toward interview.
It could be that interviewing is also a special skill that not everyone is good at. So unless you can help us think through how to do that, you're not really all that helpful.
Thank you very much. I thought I had resolved that one and knocked it out of the park. I think that interview is especially, and I think that in many ways, at least when I interview, I do a good job with interview, I would say. I set it up the same way I would set up a sermon. I would say, what is my subject? What do I want to accomplish here? And what's the response I want from this? And what's the how-to? How do I pull these things off? And then I have to fashion questions that will help me accomplish that. So if I were to interview a missionary, I would say, what do I want to do with this? Well, I want this to be a person these people will appreciate, that they will identify with and so on, that they will be able to picture what is this person doing and what do I want them to do by way of response. I want them to love this person. I want them to be prayer supporters of this person and so on. And how to do that? Well, they're not going to pray for the person if they don't identify with them, if they don't like them. So and so I'm setting up in many ways the same kind of structure in the interview that I am with the preaching process. And I'm just trying to say, how do I guide that interview in such a way that I make sure that I cover what's really important, okay? Mm-hmm. So I want them to be, I have to get a question that's going to help them relate to the congregation as a person, as a human being, how they got into mission work and so on. So I'm doing the very, very same thing. I think I can be a good interviewer because I'm a good speaker, okay?
Mm-hmm. Should you tell people your questions ahead of time?
I find that's hard to answer because some people are very nervous if they're going to be interviewed, but they're also very nervous if they have to do solo, So I probably would say the answer to that is I would tell the person certain questions, but I wouldn't tell them all the questions. I think I would lose my spontaneity if I told them all the questions. But at the same time, I don't want them, the last thing I want is for them to just be a nervous wreck. So if there were certain questions that I wanted, especially the key questions, I would say, I want very much for these people to identify with you and the kind of work you're doing. So I'm going to ask a question, what a typical day be like? Maybe that's a question, okay? Mm-hmm. Or what are the things that you really find hard about missionary work? But I'm going to try to get at those levels that the people of the congregation will be able to identify with so that the questions, and I want you to really be honest with me now. Mm-hmm. And a good interview, well, if you watch on TV, good interviewers, they get it where the person really is, and they get the viewer to identify with that person in their humanity and so on. They're just not the stock questions that are asked. So I would think that within a, you know, usually a sermon's going to last for 20, 25 minutes. A 20, 25-minute interview, you should be able to accomplish what you want. And probably what you do is you set up a couple of questions on your key areas to make sure if they don't answer it one way, they're going to answer it another way. Okay?
That makes sense to me. And also, as I remember some of the interviews you did on the radio broadcast, you would do like a 3-day segment with someone, and you would build on the interview so that you were progressing through the story. And one of the things that occurred to me as I thought that process through is if you have a missionary, for example, that your church is supporting, and that missionary comes back to visit you when they come back to the States every 3 or 4 years, something like that, you can actually, if you're good at keeping track of things, you can build on your interview that from the last time they were there. You can ask some questions to help the people that may not have been there catch up. Mm-hmm. But then you can also say, what's happened in the last 4 years, or build on mm-hmm. the progress so that the people become connected more intimately to what that missionary is doing. I can see that as a strong possibility in the interviewing process.
Interviews are just as much work as a sermon in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I can see that preparing for one, especially mm-hmm. if you use that key subject, mm-hmm. response, how to, mm-hmm. How long process mm-hmm. That we use for sermon preparation. Any suggestions as to what to avoid when you're interviewing someone?
I've never been asked that. I think I would avoid the question everybody thinks you're going to ask. Mm. You know, anytime you see a missionary interview, they always, the final question is always, how can we pray for you? Mm-hmm. I don't think I would ask that question. And it's not because I don't want people to pray for the person. It's just that it is so hackneyed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe you say, do you ever feel alone on the field? Mm-hmm. Do you sometimes wonder if those of us who are back here even think about you? Or are you far removed and, you know, you're on your own? That kind of a question elicits a response that is different than, how do we pray for you? Mm-hmm. You know, or if you have an especially bad day on the field, what is going on and what do you wish people back home were praying for you on that day? You know, but basically, I can tell with an interviewer whether somebody has spent time setting up the questions, okay? Barbara Walters on television, she's been on for a long, long time. She is a very good interviewer. And she is able to get at the insides of these people who she's interviewing, unlike very many people, you know. But it's not because it comes easily for her. I mean, she works on those questions. And if she doesn't get what she wants the first time, she asks the question a different way, and she is very much engaged. And I think also interviewers, to be good, I don't think you necessarily ask one question, let a person talk for 7-8 minutes, ask another mm-hmm. question, they talk for, but you're dialoguing with them. And I think it's even possible with an interview process to say to the congregation, we want you to come with your questions. And rather than just get them spontaneously, if you write them out, we will be sorting through them, which is, you know enough about radio that's how the radio interviewers do it. They probably get, for every question they ask, they've probably gotten 4 or 5 questions. They pick in TV, they probably pick the most provocative question because it rides on that, you know. Mm-hmm. In church, you're not necessarily trying to be provocative, but you're trying to understand who this individual is. My guess is that with a good interview, you would find out about people far more and identify with them far more than you ever could with them standing up there giving what is traditionally thought of as a sermon.
Well, these are certainly things to think about, and the interviewing process can really be an important arrow in the quiver of a pastor in dealing with providing some spontaneity and providing some relief from the lecture-type sermon, mm-hmm. and particularly also drawing out someone who may not be a very good public speaker, yet still has a message. A missionary can have a, a, a dramatic message if they're drawn out in the form of an interview.
Yeah, and I would say some missionaries are very good speakers too. Mm-hmm. And if you have a very good missionary speaker, let them speak.
Right.
That I've heard some that have been absolutely riveting. And, you know, the last thing in the world I'd want to do is interview that person.
Right.
I'd say, just get me out of there as fast as you can and give the microphone to that person. But there are other people who are not absolutely riveting.
Right.
And yet they are as individuals. They're very fascinating. And all their stories are different, you know. When did you first understand that you thought God may be wanting you to be a missionary? How did it ever progress, you know? How old mm-hmm. were you and so on? And you get those stories, and then it's very wonderful, and people of the congregation, they can identify much more with that probably than they can with a preached message. And the likelihood is that through that kind of an approach, you're going to get more younger people who are touched as a possibility of going yes. in the mission field than otherwise.
Yes, and because God is the God of the great surprise, one always hopes that in the interviewing process, there's some great surprise that comes in the way that the person you're interviewing responds to the question.
Yeah, I feel, Dean, that everybody has a passion area. And if in your questions you can get to the passion area, now it's not always easy, but you know when it's happened, because all of a sudden they're not answering questions. They're talking with tremendous, it's in their voice. The passion is there. You're in their sweet spot, right. if you please. And if you can find that, you can find that easier through interview than it can come out in terms of a sermon usually.
Right.
So it's one of those quivers that it's one of the arrows in the quiver that isn't used very often, but it's a very effective one.
It's part of developing an effective ministry of proclaiming the gospel is to use all of the tools that are available,
or right.
in the analogy, we're using all of the arrows in the quiver.
Yeah.
Well, we're certainly glad that you spent this time with us on our Sermon Coach podcast, and we invite you to come back and be with us the next time we meet. As always, we also invite you to visit our website, sermoncoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We have lots of resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. We invite you to be back with us when we meet once again.